one to imagine. Imagine travelling around Australia and then the world in a tuk-tuk powered by the sun. Well, Julian O'Shea from Solar Tuk is doing just that in a bid to promote sustainable energy and a low-carbon future. He's currently in Airlie Beach, having just completed the Australian leg from Melbourne, and joins us on the line now. Julian, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning.
Great to join you.
How is the leg up from Melbourne, first of all? You're in Airlie Beach at the moment.
So we kicked off in Melbourne about 3 weeks ago and, yeah, basically headed through northern Victoria, across Canberra. We had a crack at Kosciuszko National Park, trying to take it to the highest road in the country, and then up the east coast.
And so tell us how this all came about, because a solar-powered tuk-tuk on the surface seems like a bit of a crazy idea.
It's definitely a crazy idea. Anyone that's travelled in Asia, in Thailand, certainly knows the joy and the fun of zipping around in tuk-tuks or auto rickshaws. That's really where the idea took off. So I was in Thailand in February, having a great time and just thinking to myself, why don't we have these in Australia? And if so, how could we use it as a tool for education, for outreach, and do it in a more sustainable way?
And so who's on your team at the moment? How many people are involved?
So the team that did the drive and that really helped develop it was a team of around six or seven. A lot of people with engineering, sustainability, and design background. And then we also partnered with RMIT University and some of the students in the mechanical engineering faculty to actually do the installation of the solar panels, the upgrade of the battery to give us the range we need to really make the trip happen.
There's quite a lot of work that's gone into it. Do you think that the technology that you guys are using would be transferable to more conventional family cars for those who don't want to drive around in tuk-tuks?
Yeah, absolutely. And the reason we chose a tuk-tuk is because it's such, one, a bit of a strange vehicle that attracts attention. also that it's a really affordable car. When people think of electric vehicles, they often think of those really expensive, high-end Tesla-type vehicles that also, you know, aren't going to be a car for the masses. So what we try to show is that a very low-cost electric vehicle can go the distance, can be sustainable, and therefore, yeah, bits of the technology, whether it's electric vehicles or those batteries, can be applied to any type of vehicle.
And this is all in a bid to promote sustainable energy and a low-carbon future. Are you going to be talking to people as you travel around?
Absolutely. So across the last few weeks, we've been visiting schools, councils, community groups, and seeing a lot of amazing work that's happening locally as groups become more renewable and push for leadership on the issue, as well as inspiring young people and kids to be the innovators, designers and makers of the future.
In classic Australian weather fashion as well, I heard Cyclone Owen caused you a few problems.
Indeed. We had a really great run of weather from the start. There was a few cold days in Victoria, but largely sunshine, which is what we're after. And our goal was to travel from Melbourne to the Great Barrier Reef and to do at least 3,000 k's. So we ticked those goals, and we would have loved to have continued even further north, but Cyclone Owen put a dampener on that part of the plan.
And so where are you headed off to after this?
So in early 2019, now that we've kind of proven that the vehicle can go and go and go, we're going to do a global expedition. So we'll be kicking off in a...
Oh, you there, Julian? Oh, no, I think we've lost him. That's
that
all.
Now?
Oh, there we are. No, we're gone. I think we're having a couple of problems with the line, but if you're still there, Julian, we really, really appreciate you speaking with us this morning.
Real pleasure.
Thanks so much. That was Julian O'Shea there, the expedition leader for Solar Tuk, a solar-powered tuk-tuk headed off around the world, which is very, very exciting. It is 8:45, and I've got a track for you now from Derek the Ambassador, the title track of his album Ethiopia.